So let the truth be told.
Amen. I wanted to share that, you know, because we sometimes wear a mask. Sometimes we say everything is fine. I'm okay. How you doing? Fine. And we even sometimes add the word blessed, but that's not how we really feel. And we as a body, we ought to be able to bear one another's burdens. But if we walk around like ain't nothing wrong, let the truth be told. So this is where my heart is, because we need to be able to have compassion, genuine compassion for one another. We need to be able, as we're going to look at one of the scriptures, to bear one another's burdens. Now, if the scriptures tells us to bear one another's burdens, that means somebody somewhere in the house got burdens. And it's not a bad thing to be weak at times, because the scripture lets us know that God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. But if we front off like everything's okay, you know, I'm all right, I don't need anything, then we're not helping ourselves and we're not helping the body. So let's be truthful. Let's be truthful. Is anybody in here struggling with anything this morning? If anybody carrying unnecessary weight this morning, is things that are playing on our minds and on our hearts, and we haven't had a good night's sleep in a while because we say, I'm okay, you're good, you know. Yeah, we know how to dab. We know how to hug it out. But we're not good. We're not good. So my thought today is, let's be truthful. Let's be truthful. I got to give you some scripture before you run out of here. Psalm 32, verse number 1. Yeah, when I heard that song, I said, oh, yeah, this is going to the top of my playlist. Let the truth be told. So the next time somebody asks you, how you doing, are you going to tell them the truth? Or are we too embarrassed? Do we think too much of ourselves to say, you know what, I'm kind of struggling in this area. Why don't you just pray with me in that area? See, we have to, now here's the thing, we have to have somebody that we can trust.
That's it.
We have to have somebody, I'm going to see you, wait a minute. There you are. Okay, we have to have somebody that we can trust. Because you can't trust everybody with everything. But you can trust Jesus with all of it. All of it. But it's not an escape, because he did tell us to confess your faults one to another. So you need to find someone that you can trust. So find someone that has godly integrity. Find someone that's not going to put your business out on the street, but going to take it to the Lord in prayer. That's what we need. That's how the body can heal itself. Especially if we are following the leading of the Holy Ghost. All right? So Psalm 31, and I always ask you to pray for my mind, so that should be a continual thing on your prayer list, because I sometimes don't know how it's going to work out, but God knows. Here we go. Psalm 31, 32. My mistake, 30. Psalms 32, verse number 1. Amplified Classic Version. This is what it says. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is he who has forgiveness of his transgression continually exercised upon him whose sin is covered. Blessed, happy, fortunate to be envied is the man to whom the Lord imputes no iniquity and in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silence before I confessed, my bones wasted away through my groaning all the day long. For day and night your hand of displeasure was heavy upon me. My moisture was turned into the drought of summer. Selah. Pause and calmly think of that. I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I did not hide. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, continually unfolding the past till all is told. Then you instantly forgave me the guilt and iniquity of my sin. Selah. Pause and calmly think of that. For this forgiveness, let everyone who is godly pray. Pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely, when the great waters of trial overflow, they shall not reach the spirit in him. You are, verse 7, you are a hiding place for me. You, Lord, preserve me from trouble. You surround me with songs and shouts of deliverance. Selah. Pause and calmly think of that. David here in this psalm is talking about the state, the blessed state of somebody that's forgiven. The blessed state of someone whom has forgiveness of his transgression. Transgression is sin continually exercised. And if we confess our sins, John wrote, if we confess our sins, that God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Bible also lets us know that God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. So sometimes we may be hit with pride because we want to appear that we got it all together. That pride is real tricky. It's real tricky. How you doing? Is everything okay? Sometimes our countenance and our deportment will invalidate what comes out of our mouth, because and sometimes it's the non-verbal communication. Sometimes we sit in a defensive posture where we're not hitting. I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear that. I know what you're going to say. I don't want to hear it. I'm resisting. I'm putting all my walls up. I'm putting them all up because I'm angry. I'm hurt. But I don't want you to think that I'm petty. I don't want you to think that I'm too sensitive. So I'm just going to brush it off and say, no, I'm good. You good? Yeah, I'm good. But then there's a battle going on inside of me. Holding on to pride and holding on to anger can cause physical sickness. Huh? Your nerves can get all out of whack. So let's just be truthful. Let me find another scripture here. Psalms 51. This is a great psalm where David was the king, and he was confronted by the prophet, and the prophet told him about his sin. And now you have to understand the position of the king and the prophet. The king could have had the prophet killed because he had that authority. But a man after David, being a man after God's own heart, when he was confronted with his sin and Nathan told him, you're the man, that wasn't a compliment. He said, you're the guilty one. And David repented, and he penned this 51st Psalm. And I like verse number 6. It says in the Amplified Classic, Psalm 51 and 6, behold, you desire truth in the inner being. Make me therefore to know wisdom in my inmost heart. So God is looking at our hearts. He's looking at our hearts. Sometimes, oh Lord, help me here. Sometimes we get into relationships and our heart is not in it. Sometimes we get into the relationships for convenience sake. Sometimes we get involved in things where we want to give off an appearance that, oh yeah, they got it all together. But God, he looks at our heart and he desires truth in the inward parts. You don't have to go along just to get along. We have to maintain a godly standard. We have to be able to live in truth. We have to be able to walk in truth. We have to be able to receive truth. We have to be able to speak truth. In that very same Psalm, verse number 17, it says, my sacrifice, the sacrifice acceptable to God, is a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, broken down with sorrow for sin, and humbly and thoroughly penitent. Such, O God, you will not despise. So he was saying, God, when I come to you confessing my fault, when I come to you confessing my sin, and my heart is broken, and my heart is contrite, and my spirit, and I'm seriously sorry for my sin. I'm thoroughly sorry for my sin. When I come to you like that, God, you won't despise that. This is what you will accept. So then, the first individual that we must be truthful with is God. Are there any things in our life that's going on at this present moment that we want God to change? Is there some things in our life that we've been asking God to change for a while? You all help me. Do we sometimes get an attitude because God has not moved? Truth be told. God, why? How long? What is it? How come this hasn't happened? When is this going to happen for me? How come they got, fill in the blank? How did you let this happen to me? Haven't I done this? And you go to God with your, we go to God with our resume. I can't leave me out. We're talking about truth. God, I've been serving you since. I haven't, and then we give God the list of what the things that we haven't done. I ain't done this. I ain't done that. I'm sorry. I haven't done this. I haven't done that. What about his grace being sufficient? What about God working something in us and out of us? Well, how long is it going to take? I ain't got that kind of time. You don't control time. Who are you who are we to argue with God about something that he invented? He invented time. He can use it like he wants to. I ain't got the patience for this. Well, I didn't, this is supposed to be friends and family day. This message don't sound too friendly, but you need it, family. Let the truth be told. Let the truth be told. There's some things that are going on. Are there things going on in our lives that God does not like? Ooh. I hope y'all invite me back next week. So what is the cause of the things that are going on in our life? Who is the culprit for the things that are going on in our lives that God is not pleased with? It got real quiet. I heard a strong yes. Here comes pride again. Pride that snuck in your seat and said, don't you say nothing. because he can recognize your voice. He might not be able to see you, but he can recognize your voice. Don't you? And pride got somebody in a full Nelson. Pride got somebody in a chokehold. You better not say nothing. You ain't that bad. Let me get another psalm. Psalm 139. Search me. Verse 23. Search me thoroughly, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. That means I am going to put myself on the examination table of God. And I didn't say just do a cursory search. You know, a cursory search is this. I'm just going to check on the perimeter. When I was a security guard, then we used to have those big old clocks we used to have to carry around and put the key in because they had a timer. You just go to the door and click it, and you were just checking the outer perimeter. You didn't go inside. And sometimes that's what we want God to do. We want God just to do a quick outer check. But don't come in the door. Wait a minute. Is he not knocking at the door of our hearts? We just want God to do a aerial observation. But don't come in. Because in my heart, there's some stuff that I kind of like holding on to. But here the psalmist says, search me thoroughly, O God. That means take your rake and rake through all the entanglements, the weeds in my heart. Sift it out. He said, and know my heart. Try me. So there's going to be some testing involved. Try me and know my thoughts. Verse 24, and see if there is any wicked or hurtful way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So let's put ourselves on the examination table of God. What will God find when he searches our heart? Real quiet. What will he find? The heart is deceitful, desperately wicked. Sometimes we think too much of ourselves. I don't know what he's talking about. I ain't like that. Psalm 139, verse 2. Just in case pride has not let you go yet. Here the psalmist says, you know my downsitting and my uprising. You understand my thought afar off. So we ain't fooling God. Sit there quiet if you want to. Sit there tapping your feet and your spiritual arms folded like, oh, where she move on? Where she move on? He says, you know my downsitting and my uprising. You understand my thought afar off. Watch this. You sift. Anybody remember the sifter with the flour? You sift and search out my path and my lying down. And you are acquainted with the few of my ways. You are acquainted with some of my ways. You are acquainted with the positive aspects of my life. You are acquainted with all of my ways. So God really knows us. And since he knows us, we might as well be truthful. Watch this. But that doesn't give us a license to sin. Just let me throw that in there. All right. Verse 4, Psalm 139. For there is not a word in my tongue still unuttered. But behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. Oh, Lord, you got to help me. Before you cuss somebody out, what? Did he stand there and say that? Before you cuss somebody out, Sometimes you just cuss them in your mind. Let's just be real with that. God said, I know your thought afar off. Well, I ain't coming to next friends if I'm today. That ain't friendly. Huh? Let's just be truthful. Let's just be truthful. God knows it. He knows it. And all of our hang-ups, all of the things that we like to hold on to, all the things that we like to cover, all the things that we like to disguise and hide, Jesus went to the cross for every last one of them. Every last one of them. The Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. Jesus got whooped for us. He got beat for us. The scripture continues in Isaiah, and with his stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. We can be healed and made whole by his stripes. So all of our hangups, all of our hiccups, all of our mess ups, Jesus paid for them on the cross of Calvary. This is Isaiah prophesying about the suffering that Jesus was going to endure for all mankind. Bible says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has made to light upon him the guilt and iniquity of us all. Thank God for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Thank God that he hung and bled and died on that cross for all of my sins and all of your sins. Thank God that he got up on the third day according to the scriptures. And when he got up from the grave, he got up with all power. All power in heaven and earth is given unto him. And because he has secured our salvation, we have the possibility and the responsibility and the capability to live a truthful life. We have the absolute authority and blessed privilege that even when we make mistakes, and we do make mistakes, even when we miss the mark, and we will miss the mark. It's not our habit, or it may not even be our intention all the time to miss the mark, but sometimes we just miss the mark because we are still in this flesh. And there is a war that is going on between the flesh and the spirit. And the flesh will never agree with the word of God. The flesh will never agree with the will of God. The flesh is at enmity with the spirit of God. Listen, if you are under the sound of our voice this morning and you have not received the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, you don't even have the power to fight a fight of faith. You need the power of the Holy Ghost, because if the truth be told, some of us, we have already received the Holy Ghost and we still mess up from time to time. But there is a blessed privilege in the word of God, and the word of God says, if we who are the we? See, you got to be in the we, because there's a blessed privilege to be a part of the we. We who are saved, we who are born again of the water and of the spirit. If we confess our sins, then God is just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See, this is what you have to do, my brother or my sister. Make sure that you're in the we, because if you're in the we, then that blood that Jesus shed on the cross of Calvary, it will never lose its power. But if you have not received a full biblical salvation, then I have to tell you the truth, because Paul declared in the book of Romans, if you have not received the Spirit of God, then you're none of his. Don't let that frighten you, but let it enlighten you, because this is, we are living in the day and time of the administration of the Holy Ghost. And I hear Jesus saying in that seventh chapter, I believe, of St. John, he said, if any man thirsts, Let him come unto me and drink, and he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And he was talking about the Holy Ghost, and he was saying that if you're thirsty, you can receive the living water. I wonder if I got any thirsty folks in the building, but saying, I gotta tell you the truth. There's a thirst that natural water will not fill or satisfy. There's a thirst that your alkaline pH water will not satisfy. There is a thirst that Gatorade or Minute Maid will not be of any aid to you. But you need the living water, the truth be told, the same spirit, oh glory to God, that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead. Here's a big word for you to understand. I hope it's not too complicated. You don't need a thesaurus for this next word. If it dwells in you, it shall also quicken. That means make alive your mortal body. Listen, you need the Holy Ghost. The truth is, without the Spirit of God, you don't belong to him. Aren't you tired of being God affiliated? Aren't you tired of being God's neighbor? Aren't you tired of being on God's timeline, if you will? But God, he wants to shoot you a DM. Glory, hallelujah. God want to get you a direct message. He said, come on to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Listen, the only rest that you need, the ultimate rest that you need, is the Holy Ghost. You need the power of the Holy Ghost, because the truth is, we don't have much time on this side of eternity. You see the things that are going on all around the world. You see the stage that's being set. And the truth is, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, God is going to come back for his church. And when he comes back, you need to be in it, not looking to get into it. You need to be in it. You need to be blood washed. You need to have the Holy Ghost. That's your ticket out of here. Listen, God don't want you to stay on a list. Yeah, listen, those of us that are saved, feel like preaching now. Those of us that are saved, we're on a list, y'all. Our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. But, my friend, if you're here today, I'm glad you're here to hear this truth, because there is another list. You know, sometimes in our countries, they have what they call a terrorist watch list. And then they have a no-fly list. That means you can't get on the flight. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you on the no-fly list. You will not, glory, hallelujah, make this flight. You need to get to heaven's TSA agent, and TSA agent is Jesus Christ himself. You got to check your boarding pass. If you ain't got the Holy Ghost, the security angels is going to look at you and say, no, she's on the no-fly list. She can't go. When Jesus comes back up on that cloud, but I went to the church. I gave my money. I worked in this ministry and that ministry. But you are still on the no-fly list. You ain't got the power to reach the ceiling. You need the power that will get you up out of this atmosphere. You need the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is what you need. You need the Holy Ghost more than you need food and water. You need the Holy Ghost. God wants to move you off the no-fly list to the on-high list. Glory. Hallelujah. What are you waiting for? Can't you see the signs
of the times. Can't you see that we're getting ready, oh glory, to get up out of here? God is not willing that any should perish. God ain't going to be happy if you miss heaven. And if you miss heaven, ain't nobody fault but yours. The Holy Ghost is here right now. All you got to do is receive it. Break up my message. Get your rusty dusty down to this altar and cry out for God. When I got the Holy Ghost, I let God know I ain't leaving this building until I get it. That's how your mind has to be. God wants children filled with the Holy Ghost. The promise is unto you, is to your children, to them that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. What are you waiting on? Should be somebody at the altar now. You ain't got to wait for an altar call. God is calling you now. What you're waiting on? Don't let you ever brush pride aside. Well, I thought she had it. I thought he had it. Let's just be truthful. I might have been shaking and I might have been quaking, but the real deal was I was just faking. I need the Holy Ghost. I ain't leaving here. Make up your mind. I ain't leaving here without it. I'm not gonna spend another 12 months wasting my gas coming down to that church and leaving the same way. I'm gonna get down on my knees. I'm gonna cry up to God. But the fact of the matter is, you get the Holy Ghost right where you are. Let's just be truthful. Be truthful. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ is going to rise first. Those of us, see, you got to be in the us and the we. If you ain't in the us and the we, I feel sorry for thee. Let's just be truthful. Those of us that are alive and remain. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait, wait, wait. My brother, you would sing that song, didn't you? When the first trumpet sounded. Yes, I remember Brother Howard. Yeah, he's a rare back and sing that one. Those of us. Glory. Hallelujah. Don't you want to be a part of us? What you waiting on? Truth be told, God has been gracious to you. God has been kind to you. God has been patient with you. Truth be told, you ain't got as much time as you think. God said, in the day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Today is the day of salvation. If God can fill 5-year-olds with the Holy Ghost, 8-year-olds with the Holy Ghost, 4-year-olds with the Holy Ghost. Come on, preteens. What you mean? Receive it. The Holy Ghost. Truth be told, it's for you. It's a gift. It's a gift. It's a gift. Take this from my hand. You see how easy that is? Huh? That's how easy it is to receive the Holy Ghost. Huh? She believed I was going to give it to her, and she took it. Receive it. That's all. Can I have that back? Thank you. But that's how easy. It's not complicated. It ain't complicated. It ain't complicated. It just be truthful, Lord. I need it. God ain't asking you to understand everything because you ain't God. Take this from my hand. That was easy, wasn't it? You ain't had to struggle. I didn't hold on to it, did I?
Can I have it back? That's how easy it is. Come on, take this from my hand. Wasn't that easy? You didn't have to worry. You didn't have to sweat. That's how easy it is for you to receive the Holy Ghost. You believe when I told you to take it from my hand, didn't you? Huh? Now, if you can believe a bald-head preacher like me, who still got struggles, what about God? Huh? What about God? What about God? The Holy Ghost. The truth be told, God wants you to have it. He wants you to have it. He wants you to have it. And for those that have not felt the real, genuine power of God, God wants to refresh somebody. Because I got some Bible for that too. After the day of Pentecost, the apostles was in the room and they were struggling about what was going on in the politics and everything, and the place was shaking. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Wait a minute, I thought they had it. Yeah, they had it. But sometimes God has to come through again and remind you who you are and whose you are. So if anybody needs a Holy Ghost reminder, come on down to the altar. Because truth be told, some of us is prodigal. Ooh, that was in the song. Did y'all catch that? That was in the song. You need to put that on your playlist. Huh? Some of us is prodigal. We was once at home, but then we left. I got to go to Bakersfield today. But we was once at home, but we left. And you know what happened with the prodigal? When that boy was a long way off, his father saw him. I love the fact that his father did say, no, I'm gonna wait till he get here and serve him right. That some of our humanness would have done that. Boy shouldn't have left home no way. He knew he had it good here. No, but the father, while his son was far off, the father, the owner of the estate, the one who was in control of everything, ran to that boy. He said, wait a minute. You might be stinky, but you're still my boy. You might be disfigured, but you're still my boy. There's something about you. I don't know if his father was wearing glasses or not, but he said, wait, that looks like my boy. He ran. The truth be told, God said, wait a minute. That's my child. Yeah, I know she's been living wild and foul for a little bit, but that's still my child. I'm going to get him. I'm going to get her. So the truth be told, the altar is not just for sinners. It's for saints too. I'm going to stop. I had some more scriptures. Let's just be truthful. Let's say how we really feel. And if I express to you how I really feel, don't look at me crazy. Pray for me. Pray for me. You a pastor, and I got to deal with this flesh like you. Let's just be truthful. I'm struggling right now. I'm struggling. There's an area that I need deliverance in. Okay, ministers come. Maybe they need a formal altar call. Maybe that's why they didn't come. But if it was me, I'd have ran down here while I was preaching. I said, hold up, wait a minute, that got me, I need help. But pride says, don't you dare move. What they're going to think about you. Forget what they think about you. If you need help, if you want to be truthful and you need help, come on. Come on, get help. Help is here.